Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday's service and message, The Fear of God, Part 2. For the last two Sundays, the subject has been on the fear of God. The society in which we live is increasingly suffering from violence, incivility, immorality, decadence, greed, and many other ills brought on in large part by an absence of the fear of consequences for our actions and behavior, which is the result of an absence of the fear of God. A godless society is one in which people have a general belief or sense that either God does not exist, or even if he exists, he poses no threat to them, or he is not interested in them. In any case, God has become a non-factor in their decision-making and way of life. Even many or most of those who have some ties to a church allow God only marginal influence over their lives. This, too, is because they foresee no real, severe, or significant consequences for their life they are choosing to live. All of this, too, results from an absence of the fear of God. The fear of God is a strong motivator for seeking to do His will and for keeping His commandments. The Bible indicates that every saved person fears God. This fear does not focus on what God will do if we don't obey Him. This fear that saved persons have reverences God for the Creator He is, for the respect and honor He deserves, and for our dependency upon Him for life and everything that makes life possible and worth living. Too many people have been deceived into believing God no longer exists or matters, nor has the power to improve and save their lives. They have been deceived into discounting not only the value of their own life, but discounting the lives of others. Increasingly, they view other people as objects to be manipulated, moved, removed, and arranged in order to achieve their own selfish interests and goals. They have been deceived into settling on rummaging through the garbage heaps of this world's goods, fighting over its filthy scraps to find joy, purpose, meaning, and fulfillment, believing within the world is the only place these can be found. When our lives have been narrowed down to this, God becomes someone we might occasionally think about, but not someone to worship, fear, and obey. This is the challenge for the church today. Our task is to undo the damage that has been done by deceivers who have managed to remove hope and faith in, love for, and fear of the God who made us from us, and replace it with the worthless trinkets, lustful pleasures of human flesh, and lies that God doesn't exist, doesn't care, or can't do anything for us. The fear of God begins with the belief that our Creator cares about us, loves us, and wants what is best for us. Anything He commands of us, we must trust is only in our best interests and the interests of humanity as a whole. The fear of God begins with a belief in a future where He reigns and all the best is yet to come. The fear of God begins with the belief that in Him we have little or nothing to lose in comparison to what we have to gain. Even though our world is in a self-inflicted mess, brought on by our selfish desire to seek things and living apart from and without the fear of God. Those who fear God can have peace and joy and happiness, knowing that their future is secure, while taking comfort in doing what they can to help others secure that same future. Well, you can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to our previous Sunday school missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click on the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.